Bereshit, Genesis,
chapter 37.
And Yaakov dwelt in the land of his father's sojournings, in the land of Canaan. This is the genealogy of Yaakov. Yosef, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers. And the young man was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Yosef brought an evil report of them to his father. And Yisrael loved Yosef more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a long robe. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and were not able to speak peaceably to him. And Yosef dreamed a dream and told it to his brothers. So they hated him even more. And he said to them,
"Please listen to this dream which I have dreamed. See, we were binding sheaves in the midst of the field. And see, my sheaf rose up and also stood up. And see, your sheaf stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf."
And his brothers said to him,
"Shall you indeed reign over us?
Shall you indeed rule over us?"
So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. And he dreamed still another dream and related it to his brothers and said,
"See, I have dreamed another dream. And see, the sun and the moon and the 11 stars bowed down to me."
And he related it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him,
"What is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall we, your mother and I and your brothers, indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?"
And his brothers envied him, but his father guarded the word. And his brothers went to feed their father's flock in Shechem. And Yisrael said to Yosef,
"Are not your brothers feeding in Shechem? Come, I send you to them."
So he said to him,
"Here I am."
And he said to him,
"Please go and see if it is well with your brothers and well with the sheep, and bring back word to me."
So he sent him out of the valley of Hebron, and he went to Shechem. And a certain man found him, and see, he was wandering in the field. And the man asked him, saying,
"What do you seek?"
And he said,
"I am seeking my brothers. Please inform me where they are feeding their sheep."
And the man said,
"They have left here, for I heard them say, 'Let us go towards Dothan.'"
So Yosef went after his brothers and found them in Dothan. And they saw him from a distance, and before he came near them, they plotted against him to kill him. And they said to each other,
"See, this master of dreams is coming.
Now then, come and let us now kill him and throw him into some pit, and shall say, 'Some wild beast has devoured him.'"
"Let us then see what comes of his dreams."
But Reuven heard and rescued him from their hands and said,
"Let us not take his life."
And Reuven said to them,
"Shed no blood. Throw him into this pit which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him,"
in order to rescue him out of their hands and bring him back to his father. So it came to be, when Yosef had come to his brothers, that they stripped Yosef of his robe, the long robe which was on him, and they took him and threw him into a pit. And the pit was empty, there was no water in it. And they sat down to eat a meal. And they lifted their eyes and looked, and saw a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels, bearing spices and balm and myrrh, going to take them down to Mitzrayim. And Yehuda said to his brothers,
"What would we gain if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother, our flesh."
And his brothers listened, and men, Midianite traders, passed by. So they pulled Yosef up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they took Yosef to Mitzrayim. And Reuven returned to the pit, and see, Yosef was not in the pit. And he tore his garments, and he returned to his brothers and said,
"The boy is gone, and I, where am I to go?"
So they took Yosef's robe, killed a male goat, and dipped the robe in the blood, and sent the long robe and brought it to their father and said,
"We have found this. Please look. Is it the robe of your son or not?"
and he recognized it and said,
"It is my son's robe! An evil beast has devoured him! Yosef is torn to pieces!"
And Yaakov tore his garments, and he put sackcloth on his waist, and mourned for his son many days. And all his sons and all his daughters arose to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said,
"Now let me go down into the grave to my son in mourning."
So his father wept for him. And the Medanites had sold him in Mitzrayim to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and captain of the guard.